Hey everyone, welcome to A Little Bit of Woo Woo. Today, we're gonna talk about aliens. So yeah. Mara is going to talk to us about aliens. I did a video on how to know if you were an alien in past life, and we're just gonna keep that theme going. So Mara, tell us what you want us to know about aliens.
First of all, I wanna say, I hope people watch the video that you made because you made so many good clear points about understanding why a person may feel alienated living here, may find that their bodies don't seem to match what's available to them here in the earth reality, that they have that. I don't know if you mentioned homesickness, but quite often there's a sense of homesickness.
I didn't call it that, but yeah, that's a great way of putting it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's a powerful underlying pain that they can't seem to, soothe or bring some peace to. And what else did you say? I think those are the main points that I really like saw. I went, wow, Jill, that is totally correct. Oh, and they just don't understand. This is the other part. They're usually sensitive souls, which is like one of my things, right? I like to work with sensitive souls. They tend to find me because I can find ways to help them have a better experience in this crazy world, whether they have alien soul lineage, that's what I call it, or not. So,
well, one thing I will say on that, and thank you for bringing this, because this is a great video I did on yeah. how to know if you were an alien in past life, because I've done a lot of past life regression therapy with clients, and this comes up a lot. But what always strikes me about people who were an alien in a past life is that you may not actually like them. But your cat does, or your dog does. And because they're much more connected with animals than they are sometimes with people. And they may not like
animals
you either.
Such,
I'm just going to say it.
They have less complicated communication systems. They're nuanced, you know, but they're also like super real. There's no governor on the, unless the animal's been forcibly trained. There's no governor on their feelings or their actions. And of course, with people, that's what we learn every year of our lives is more layers of way to block who we authentically are at any moment because it's not safe or society doesn't like it, or that's not what girls do. That's not what boys do.
Don't get me started. I'll never stop.
Right. And then people have the alien thing going on, this whole like not like they're so sensitive and they feel that people. How can they be so mean to each other? How can they be so mean to other animals? How can they be so mean to the planet? That's a theme, a deep, deep theme. So when you made that video, I thought, oh, you were so spot on, Jill.
Thank you. When
people have that, I at least the folks that I've worked with, when I can identify that and do some work to help align, like one way that I call it is that their chakra system is like two chakra systems. So they have their earth version of the chakras, and then they have wherever they lived before.
Interesting.
So
I never thought about
that. Energy systems in one body.
Yeah.
It's not working. So I can like move one more to the background or more like history as opposed to present, and help bring strength and energy to the current chakra system. So that's one way that anybody who feels like they have a soul lineage that has made them feel alienated in the world is to like start doing chakra work that activates their earth-based chakra system. That's like a real simple, like do it at home, start to feel better about being on the planet activity that you can do.
Let me ask you, not to jump in here, but when you've worked with people who are diagnosed with Asperger's or high functioning autism, as it's now called, I always wondered if those people are all from like Sirius, because they're brilliant at the soft, you know, these are the brilliant scientists, the engineers, the ones that are making the planet better by keeping things from falling apart technology wise, but man, they are not good with relationships. Do you feel like those people could be interplanetary, or I don't know. I'm still trying to like, cause they won't come in for a past life regression.
Because
they don't believe in that stuff. They don't believe in that stuff. That doesn't. A lot of them are atheists. A lot of them. It's just as interesting. I've like always wondered. What do you think on that?
Well, so you and I handle past lives differently. You do a regression, Whereas mm-hmm. I'll do a shamanic exploration or healing. And so mine's a passive work and yours is an active interaction with your client, right?
Yeah.
So maybe the way I do it, maybe those people you're talking about have that sense that the past lives are real, but they have a performance anxiety. I won't see anything. I'll do it wrong. I'll look bad. I wonder, because remember, if they are someone who has soul history that includes lineages to other planets or dimensions, that's one way I like to describe it as well. Because our idea of what a planet looks like and how people might live on it, even the word people, how beings might live on it, is so humanized and therefore could be really inaccurate. So these folks, they may not, lost my train there a little bit there, but they may not be able to feel safe just even going into that history on their own. Do you know what I mean?
Interesting. Yeah, no, I get it. It's just an observation. A lot of them, you know, they'll come in with a Star Trek t-shirt or the Star Wars t-shirts and, you know, but they don't understand why if they go up to a woman in a gym who's wearing yoga pants and headphones on and they ask for a date, why she is feeling threatened. And I'm like, because you just don't do that. She doesn't feel safe. She's not wearing her armor. Oh, but she's wearing makeup. I assume that means it's okay to go up to her. No, it doesn't mean that. She's got to go to work after this. She doesn't want to put makeup on twice, dude. Yeah.
Now, is that person an alien or just someone who hasn't fully developed social awareness and cues?
I don't, when I've had that client, because that was a real example. Okay. When I've had that client in my office, you know, I do know that they have, and they've been diagnosed with high functioning autism, Asperger's. Okay. But these people we're talking about the most brilliant engineers you're ever going to meet. This guy was describing to me, and I remembered, I'm making this all about me, but anyway, I remember he was a programmer, and he said that he would ask himself where the error was in the code. Where's the error in the code? And he would just be looking at thousands of lines of code, and the one with the error in it would highlight in his mind. But then he couldn't get along with his coworkers, you know? So it was sort of interesting to see. And he had trouble asking women on a date, but he was freaking brilliant. I don't, you know, it was really interesting to talk to him.
Yeah. Yeah. His skill set was in a more tightly contained area. And so the other area, he'd have to have a desire to expand that skill set in order to grow it, right?
Yeah. I mean, he wanted to go on dates, but it was interesting. I lost track of him after a while, but it was interesting that I thought, oh, I bet this guy is from like Sirius or some, you know, something like that. Cause he was,
what if, I mean, yeah, what if, right? This is one of those things where we give, we created these labels and categories for people from Sirius or Pleiadians or Lyrans.
Yep, true.
And okay, I don't argue with those so much as I don't put them in the Bible of ufology. I'm mostly saying that they could have a common ancestry. Okay, so if it's Sirius, if it's Orion, if it's Betelgeuse,
or Vulcan,
yes, all of Vulcan's destroyed now, but. Yeah. Spoiler. But anyway, I guess it depends on what Star Trek universe you're in. And we are really digressing. Anyway.
Wow. That was a super good direction. Back to aliens.
I call it like ET. I use extraterrestrial. And I use that simply because I defined as terrestrial as a commitment to an earthbound life. And then extraterrestrial is anything else, even if your consciousness lived in a star.
Love it. So you gave us one example, working on your chakras. If you feel like you're one of these interplanetary beings, I like interplanetary beings, ET is great too. What can you do to feel more comfortable? Because like we said, you know, you're not feeling comfortable in your skin. Maybe you don't like other people. What can you do to feel more comfortable? I like the chakra example. What else?
Oh, I think that noticing where you're comparing yourself to others is super important. They don't make you normal. You make you comfortable. So when I'm feeling tired and run down and kind of weak because maybe I've done too much or life has been very stressful, and certainly for people that have super sensitivities and people on the spectrums that you've spoken of or sensitive souls or whatever, they can get worn down much faster. So then you have to really pay attention to what's going on in the head, because Jill, what people do who have this more of an alien ET presence in their soul that wants to come out in the 3D world, they have this this need to express it, and they don't know how. And they have this need to belong, but they don't know where. So being able to breathe into the body and check in where things aren't feeling right, you know, I always kind of go back to that, but it's super important to not compare yourselves to others, and to even just go outside and look at, like, if you're out in the daytime, look around, not directly at, but look around the sun, or at night, look around the moon. Because these are facts of living on Earth. And you can't connect to the people because you're just feeling like it's too overwhelming. And you can't connect to maybe a regular timeline because maybe you're on a vampire schedule. I think a lot of these folks end up on a vampire schedule,
they do.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you look at the setting sun, you look at the rising moon, and you say, I'm here on the planet. I'm here on Earth. Who are my allies here? How can I be my own ally on this earth? Oh yeah, eventually you won't be. You know, my time here is short. How can I make the most of it? I had a good reason for coming here. Help me understand what that is.
That's and a really good point.
And before they go to bed, they could even, like dreaming is such a great way to open up a communication portal between what's going on now and what is available for you to understand. So before you go to bed, I feel like I don't belong on this planet. Where do I come from? I feel like I need a reason to stay here. Why did I come? And write those questions down and set an intention. I'm going to get dreams that help me understand this. And I'm going to meet a person who's going to help me get to the bottom of these questions. Or I'm even going to have an experience that steps me past the questions, because I rediscover completely unintentionally, except for the fact that I put it out there, that I would like some support from the universe, my shamanic allies, whatever you believe in, to have that answer. Because you deserve to have a good, full life. You came here. Let's do it. Let's make it as wonderful a life as possible. So I think that if the person is really feeling disconnected from humanity, and they're convinced they belong on another planet, that they would really benefit from talking with somebody who could give them a perspective that could help them find the balance between the two.
Of course, you have to be careful who you talk to. Otherwise, you're going to get a prescription, not a perspective.
Well, yes, that's right. We don't want to confirm our belief we don't belong here by talking to somebody who's going to say, oh, you have a demon. A demon is talking to you. And so now you're
schizophrenia.
You have schizophrenia. You should go. Yeah. No, you can find folks. We're here. We understand. We believe you. You, the part of your soul that lived on another planet and decided to come here had a reason for it. There's something brave going on. There's something courageous. It's an adventure. You are exploring another world. And maybe you came here because you had other past lives as a human and you felt like, well, I'm going to bring these two together and make it happen. That doesn't mean it's easy. That doesn't mean oil and water can mix. You got to shake it up. So it's one of those things where you just start exploring what are the thoughts I have around this and what's really verifiable and how am I torturing myself? It's getting very aware.
I love your perspective on this about, you know, sort of attaching it to self-love and self-acceptance rather than judgment of just, I don't belong here. I don't like these people.
I don't know why, but we sensitive souls tend to get born into families where we're not accepted for who we are. And we end up having to play these games to fit in or survive or whatever. So since you and I both have determined that a lot of these folks that have this alien presence in their soul lineage, they are, or in their past lives, they get born in these, you know, families that are, it's like a school, it's like a test, like they got born into graduate school.
Lucky. So,
right. So it's like, if you can transcend that, if you can can move away from being embroiled in the family of origin issues and come full circle to, hey, my life really is about me. So now what? You know, how do I want to celebrate that?
Maybe you came here to climb Mount Whitney. Better maybe, get on that.
Maybe, yeah, not me.
train first, by the way. It's a hard hike. So train first. That's a hard hike. So oh, that's your plan.
It's epic. What you have to do to go on Mount Whitney. You guys, I'm not worthy. That is not why I came here this lifetime. Maybe I did it on another one.
Love it. So final things, anything final you want people to talk about aliens? Want people to know that I didn't think to ask. Tell me.
There will be times when we will have things happening in the sky or in the world around us that will trigger you regarding incidences, things that happened in that past life. And that's when it's really going to come up. You're going to have maybe an out of proportion response. Like I spoke earlier about homesickness. When you're looking up in the sky and you happen to see a certain star or constellation and you're like, you just feel like you want to be pulled right up, like, you know, Scotty, beam me up kind of thing. So pay attention to those times and find ways to console yourself and to say, hey, it's okay, hon. You're here right now. You know, just give yourself a hug. You're here right now. And set an intention to meet other people from your planet so that you can support each other in acclimating to this one, because this is where you are.
Love it. And when we do all meet, let's try to be nice to each other, guys. It's not a competition.
Kindness goes a long way.
It's not a competition. Awesome. Mara, anything else before we close?
I think we did good there. I think that oh god, there is one more thing.
Okay. I knew it.
So when we have a thought about ourselves, you know, like, oh, I might have a certain gene, or oh, I might need a certain supplement, or oh, I might come from, you know, Uranus, right? My life might have been, you know, a special kind of being that could live in the incredible conditions on Uranus. So when you have that, then we tend to go down the rabbit hole and we go online and we search. And then we end up eating a lot of junk food. All right. I'm not saying people are bad or wrong. It's more of it's sensationalized. It's traumatizing. It is going to, especially if you're the sensitive soul, it's going to start vibrating inside of you and you'll start owning it. So please don't do that. Okay. It's better to kind of sit with yourself and then start talking to people that you trust, who you know could be open to this, and allow the universe to work through them to guide you to the next path, even to dreams that start guiding you to the next path. I've had that experience, Jill, where people have found me because they dreamed about me and then they went and looked me up. They had no idea who I was. And you'll have those experiences too if you really open up to it. If you say to yourself, I really want to know more about what my past life history could be, especially in regards to, am I an alien? But I don't want to be eating somebody else's processed food on this. I really want to hone in on my truth and what really resonates for me. And I'll tell you a story about that another time that happened for me. But right now, this seems like we've gotten really long here. So.
That is excellent advice. And I thank you for saying that, because it is very easy to get pulled into that rabbit hole of conspiracy theories and tinfoil hat stuff. And don't get me wrong. I love that. Oh, it's the best kind of junk food, but it really can start to make you scared and thinking things that just aren't true. And it can be very, you're not really going to know. So don't.
It makes you put on a layer of obscuration and defensive fat.
That's okay. A very good way of putting
feeding
it.
It's feeding the wrong cells in your metaphysical body.
I know. I love the junk food analogy. I think that's the best one. So Mara, how can people get a hold of you? I will put a link in the description, but just tell us the website.
Absolutely. Come see me at maraclearspring.com. I'm on YouTube at Mara Clearspring. I'm on Facebook, Mara Clearspring, LinkedIn at Mara Clearspring. You see a pattern here?
You're so brilliant. And I will say, you know, for those of you who don't know, we're both like doing the same thing. There's a lot of pollen in the air right now. Okay.
So yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah. Whoever's watching this, if it's in March and April of 2024, it's the pollen monster. I literally was talking to somebody yesterday who said they have yellow dust. They live in North Carolina. They have yellow dust right now. There's so much pollen. So
it's all part of the fun. Thanks,
it's
guys.
It's part we'll of being here on planet Earth.
Yeah, right. I wonder if the aliens had that. We'll see you again next time. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you, Jill. Oh, wait. Subscribe and like.
Subscribe. Yeah,
and,
like, subscribe.
And comment because,
oh, I'm
because
so bad
Jill
about not doing
has,
that.
Has so many cool things to say, and I might pipe in too.
I love that. I love that. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye.